Up next, a look at Ukraine's rich Jewish heritage, then and now. Brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative, based in Toronto, Ontario.
Welcome to Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Andriy Holovaty in Toronto. From November 6th to the 9th, 2014, Limud FSU hosted more than 600 Jews from around Ukraine and the former Soviet Union, taking over the Hotel Dniester in Lviv's Old City, a UNESCO World Heritage Site. They were there to attend presentations on Jewish art, music, culture, and history hosted by Limud FSU. They were also there to network with other Jews wanting to strengthen their Jewish identity. This year, they'll do it again. Limud FSU is a global organization which seeks to restore the tradition of lifelong Jewish learning and to strengthen Jewish identity for young Russian-speaking adults in the former Soviet Union, Israel, America, and throughout the world. Limud is built on a unique model of seminars, lectures, workshops, and discussions on topics ranging from Israeli politics to Jewish cooking, traditional texts to Yiddish theater, dance, music, and more. The word Limud is derived from the Hebrew word for learning. FSU stands for former Soviet Union. Limud began in the United Kingdom in 1980. Hundreds of Jewish activists attended this first Limud conference. By 1990, Limud had spread to Jewish communities across the world. In 2006, Limud FSU was founded. It brought conferences to Ukraine, Russia, and other countries of the former Soviet Union. As well, it spread to Israel, the USA, and Canada, which saw its first Limud in the fall of 2014. Limud Ukraine began in 2008 in Yalta. Now, annual Limud FSU festivals are a tradition in Ukraine and central to the resurgence of Jewish life across the country. Festivals have been held in Odessa, Truskavets, Uzhhorod, Vinnytsia, Yalta, and Lviv. Today, young Ukrainian Jews attend lectures and master classes, join discussions, hear concerts, and hang out in discos and nightly gatherings, all central to the Limud FSU experience. Last year's speakers included such well-known names as journalist and commentator Vitaly Portnikov, Holocaust survivors Shimon Redlich and Aaron Weiss, Israeli politician Roman Bronfman, who originally hails from Ukraine, and many others. Sessions covered wide-ranging topics from politics and nation-building to emigration, the history of Hasidism, existential thinking, literature, theater, film, and photography. And of course, music, from Ukrainian, Polish, and Yiddish folk songs to George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. Among the remarkable stories that emerged out of Lviv during the Holocaust was that of Christine Sugar, who hid with her family in the city's sewer system for 14 months during the Nazi occupation. She spoke at the conference via Skype from her home in New York. There were master classes on topics like traditional Jewish music and dance, cooking, painting, and candle making. Entertainment included concerts by the popular a cappella group Picardiska Tertia, the Klezmasters, Lumaga Band, and others. The festival's opening ball included a moment of silence for victims of the violence on the Russian border. Donations were collected during the conference for a hospitalized Ukrainian soldier wounded in the conflict. Last year, the conference program included many new Western Ukrainian intellectuals. This year, the list will be continued with the addition of new Limud stars of science and music from Ukraine and around the world. As well, the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter will host three panels, two reviewing their June conference on genocide and propaganda, the third, a screening of their documentary film Saved by Sheptytsky, about the renowned Ukrainian Catholic hierarch who sheltered Jews from the Nazis. Many entertainers at last year's Limud will return this year, such as Lviv Klezmer fusion ensemble The Varnichkas, the Jewish vocal ensemble Simhe from Vinnytsia, and others. Limud FSU takes place from November 5th to the 8th, 2015, again at the Hotel Dniester in Lviv. For more information, visit www.limudfsu.org. This has been Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In Toronto, I'm Andriy Holovaty. Until next time, shalom.
Ukrainian Jewish Heritage is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative, based in Toronto, Ontario. To find out more, visit them at ukrainianjewishencounter.org and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. For transcripts and audio files of this and earlier broadcasts of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, please visit the Nash Holos website, www.nashholos.com.